Up next, we are going to hear a book review from Old Mole Larry Bolden, Jardine LeBaire's novel White Fur, a cross-class romance set in 1980s New York. Larry?
Good morning. I started a novel a few weeks ago I was sure I would put down in a few pages. Poor girl meets rich college boy and romance flares. The novel in question is White Fur, and I knew after not many pages that I would not be putting it down. The writing is gritty and glamorous, much like its heroine, Elise. The boy in question, Jamie, is not only very rich, he's also handsome to the point of being beautiful. Jamie's roommate's girlfriend reacts to him as most women do, quoting from the book. She's scared in a titillating sense, which is how most girls feel near Jamie. He's not charming. It's something weirder, more potent, dangerous. He's so convincingly disconnected from his beauty that people look away, not wanting to be the one who tips him off with their gawking. Close quote. Elise is also arresting, but not in a cute, well-dressed way. Instead, wrapped in a white fur coat, thrift shop, and probably rabbit fur, she appears disdainful of the male attention directed her way. Again, quoting from the book, aficionados of sex see her in a crowd. Some guys stumble upon her and crudely realize their luck halfway into it. Some have no idea and turn her out of bed, as if they did what they'd came to do, not understanding they hadn't even started. Those dudes smoked and hummed while they dressed, and she felt sorrier for them than she felt for herself. Continuing on the quote, Elise never separates things into day and night, rarely thinks about being a boy or girl or alive or dead. Without division, there's less work to do. She floats, free, in a cheap and magic way, close quote. What Jamie goes for in Elise is her sense of freedom and her expansive knowledge of sex. Although he's been a very good student in the past, once he meets Elise, his interest in school evaporates. His Ivy League education he equates with his parents and their wealth, and all of it he feels as restriction. Still, when he first takes up with Elise, he has no intention of inviting her into his family life or even into his circle of friends. At first, he thinks it's just the sex. Although the novel seems to borrow from earlier impossible romances, Romeo and Juliet or the star-crossed couple in West Side Story, LeBaire brings in the real grit of city life in White Fur. Jamie's attempt to escape from the pull of family by first giving up school and then in a more desperate attempt by giving up his trust fund. Still, his family will not let him go, and he finally finds himself locked up in a psychiatric unit and given drugs that threaten to, in fact, throw him over the edge. As a reader of this novel, I was certain on some level that the romance would end. The family and the power of money would win out. And certainly the author is well aware of how power and money go together. She's also aware of the shallowness of the lives of trust fund kids, and she displays it with great clarity in this rather long love story. In one scene, when Elise leaves Jamie, an orphan that she is, he thinks he has no way of finding her. Quoting from the book, he thinks this whole thing looks like a prank. It always struck him as suspicious how she showed up, the girl next door, and kept after him until he fell in love. This choosing between her and his family, it's too biblical, too tragic, too concise a conundrum for a life as amoral as his. He's never had to be moral. He falls into one of those crevices, a certain kind of kid in a certain society in a certain generation, where no decisions remain because his ancestors have finished every single thing within reach. He feels a revelation like adrenaline. If everything is already done, maybe I'm here to undo things. Close quote. Alas, things are not as easy to undo as he had thought, and the reach of his family is even wider than he had believed. But the family is not aware of the strength of Elise, of her cool contempt for their wealth. Even when the family essentially has him committed, since who, after all, gives up a trust fund and an easy life for a trashy girl in a rabbit coat unless he's crazy? Elise still finds a way into the private clinic and befriends some staff. In one of the most captivating scenes in the novel, she simply walks him out of his prison and decides she will be able to bring him down from the drug dependency the clinic experience has brought on and shelter him until they can escape for good. An unlikely romance for sure, and it may test the credulity of some readers, but I found this to be a powerful and beautifully written book, and I could not help but hold out hope for the lovers. I'm not about to tell you how the story ends, but I hope you'll pick up the novel, and you will be glad you did. I've been talking about the 2017 novel White Fur by Jardine LeBaire. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.